Thank you and welcome to After Dark, Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud platform. Glad you're tuned in tonight. My co-host tonight is BB Diamond of the Facebook show Our Urban Story. We're glad to have her on tonight. BB, how are you doing?
I am doing quite well. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, we always enjoy when you come on. And I, you know, the last time we spoke, I was telling our audience about this viral video that you had, that was taped and put on YouTube, unbeknownst to you. You were just giving a speech.
Yes.
And man, it just went, it went all over. And I'm happy that whenever I go to Facebook or go to YouTube or Instagram, I mean, someone has picked it up.
Yes.
And they're dissecting what you said. And they're not dissecting it to tear it apart, but they're saying, listen to what she has said. And it's like point by point, you're bringing it. You're exposing the lies of the Democrat Party. And BB, I got to tell you, it's so refreshing.
It is. And I'm honored that people have watched it. Devin Gibson, I think his name, has it on his YouTube channel. It's gotten over 1 million views. I'm very proud of that. But what I'm saying, what I share with you, it's from my heart. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, BB. Continue.
This is my passion. This is what keeps me up sometimes at night. This is something I believe in. My mother, Barbara from Harlem, and I dealt with it almost every day. So it wasn't scripted, although I wrote notes down when I went to Paramus, New Jersey for the speech. But it's really from my heart. Thank you.
And I could tell it was from the heart. And like you said, it wasn't scripted. I mean, we always have notes as to different things we want to cover. I do that myself here, certain things that I don't want to forget. And even when we're talking, I might think of something and I jot it down. Or when we go to commercial break, when we're talking, engaging and having a conversation, I'll say, well, save that. When we go back on the air, let's talk about it. So no, I do believe that was from the heart. And I think that's the reason why it's doing so well and different people are putting it on their social media sites, because it's not what you hear. We don't hear a lot of that truth talking, I call it. And you're just laying down the line as to how Blacks have been deceived by the Democrat
Yep.
Party. It is
yes.
time to make a new path, the path forward. And you just look at what's happening right now in today's society. You look at how people are supporting Fannie Willis and the lies that she's told. She went to a Black church, stood in the pulpit and told a lie, made this whole thing about her, turned it into race and gender. And now we're finding out that she did, in fact, have an illicit affair with a married man and tried to cover it up. And you have people saying, oh, praising her. Oh, she did the right thing. She did this. She told those people. You have Eric Adams coming out, calling white people crackers, saying that the city is full of chocolate city, his staff. And the list goes on and on and on. And when Donald Trump comes out and says, I love Black people are going to support me, Black men can identify what I'm going through, people will immediately say, that's racism, that's racist. And that's all you hear from the left. If they can't win an argument, they will turn it into gender politics or race politics, because they know that either one will shut down a conversation. But I am here tonight to tell you, it is not going to shut down my voice on After Dark. I doubt seriously it's going to shut down your voice, because as I said, when you were in Paramus, New Jersey, you were just telling it like it is. And that is a reason why that video has garnered almost 1 million, if not 1 million hits, viewers. People have seen it, because people are tired of this rhetoric coming from the Democrat Party. And my topic tonight is, it is time for Black people to dump the Democrat Party, to dump them. They have done nothing for us, absolutely nothing. Going back to the 60s after the Civil Rights was passed, what did the Democrat Party do? nothing but tell us, give us empty promises, vote for us, and we're going to do this. It's time we dump them. It's time we chart a new path. It is time to move forward without the Democrat Party. I am not saying that the Republicans have all the answers. I'm not saying that it is a perfect party. But if you're constantly putting your vote with the Democrats, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get absolutely nothing. They're going to look at every other group except for Black people and give them empty promises. Bibi, what do you say?
No, you're absolutely correct. It is time for us to move off of the Democrat Party plantation. Let's bear in mind that it was the Democratic Party that wanted to expand slavery. The Republican Party, and we may have said this before, but I believe it bears repeating. The Republican Party was founded in 1854 for the specific reason to stop the spread of slavery. That is why so many Blacks, prominent Blacks, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune, even Dr. Martin Luther King, and others were Republicans. It was during FDR's term with free this, free that, basically socialism, giving this to that program, giving this to that away, that Blacks tended to shift then toward the Democrat. But let's be clear who the Democratic Party is and its racist and divisive history. We have to reject the Democrats if we want to save our country. Thank you.
And we see people all over, people as in Black people, saying that they're going to leave, talking that we're tired of it. They're using us. But when you hear it, Bibi, you see the voices from the left. You see these Black bougie leaders, so-called leaders, coming out and attacking Black people, telling them, oh, you can't do it. Look at Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is a disgrace. How he's on TV, I don't know. This is the same charlatan who pulled this whole thing with Tawana Brawley back in the 80s. Claiming to be this civil rights person. This is the same man who lied on police officers, who had to pay a fine. The same man who claims to be a reverend without a church. The same man who also cheated on his wife, left his wife for a younger woman. That Al Sharpton. But yet, and still, people see him as being this, oh, he's a holier than thou. I know that whenever a Black person gets killed, they want him to go to the funeral and stand up in the pulpit and preach about divisiveness. But what has Al Sharpton done besides get rich off the backs of Black people? What else has he done? What have any of these Black people done to help Black people? You look at Marilyn Mosby. She was the DA or the prosecutor in Baltimore, the Freddie Gray case. She claimed that police officers killed Freddie Gray. Well, look at where she is now. She herself has been found guilty of tax evasion, manipulation, fraud. Marilyn Mosby. Look at Fannie Willis. She's about to go down. But you know what, BB? They will try to prop her up. They will try to use every game in the book and say, oh, they're coming after her. No one is coming after Fannie. And as I said during one of our last shows, Fannie is in this situation because of her own doings. No one did this for Fannie. Fannie brought this upon herself. LaToya Cantrell, the mayor of New Orleans. New Orleans is gone down the tube with murder rate. She's a Black woman. London Breed. Mayor of San Francisco. She's destroyed the city. Karen Bass, mayor of LA. What has she done?
Tiffany Henyard, mayor of small town in Illinois, accused of corruption. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You've said so eloquently in the past, Rob, and I think it bears repeating again. Black people, for the most part, have rejected or forgotten what Dr. King said in his famous I Have a Dream speech in 1963. He wanted his children to be judged by the content of their character, not their color. Black people, particularly in the leadership positions, we have, for the most part, rejected what Dr. King said, and we are judging by the color of the skin. We are electing people who are corrupt or incompetent. That's obvious. Let's take the case of Fannie Willis. She had to do at least 8 years of college or as an undergraduate and four in law school. And what did she and Nathan Wade do on the stand recently? They essentially perjured themselves. She said their relationship, or she didn't hire him until after 2022. And it came out, however, that he was in charge of her transition after she won as district attorney in Fulton County in 2020. They lied, they perjured themselves. They tried to get other people to lie, like I believe one of Wade's law partners to lie. These are Black people with a wicked or incompetent characters, And we need to stop propping up Black people just because they're Black. That is racism, pure and simple. And I just want to touch briefly on this Reverend thing, because we know we have Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. I want people in the audience to understand something. In the Black community, particularly during slavery and shortly thereafter, the Black church was the center or the cornerstone of the Black community. So to be a pastor or a minister, it gave you prestige and some power within the Black community. It's very important to Black people. And some people have used the title of pastor, of a Christian, like Barack Obama, to exploit Black people. They don't mean it. They don't believe in God's word. They have perverted the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why the Bible says judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. Thank you.
And it will. Like you said, they have abused the title, running around, as my dad used to say, with a wagon making a lot of noise, an empty wagon making a lot of noise, or a bootleg preacher who just jumped out of the bushes. This is what we see. And you have people trying to put them up in reverence as if though that they're so serious, but these are the same people who care nothing about God, who care nothing about the church, but you know what they're doing? They're moving in on the church. This Democrat Party, they have their fillers that are out there. They have people that are going into the pulpit. That's the reason why, as I said before, the church is the last bastion. If they can conquer that, it's over. That's it. And what do you see a lot of these ministers doing? Pushing gay, lesbians from the pulpit. Oh, it's okay. Why not let them come in here? And why not do this? It's time for us to stand up and look at this party for what it's worth. It is corrupt. It is evil. It's not the party of our grandparents. They have long since left that. They've moved on to something else. They moved on to a demonic type setup that we need to denounce and we need to push back because we don't want that. And they're preying on our children. They're confusing our children, the party that's supposed to love children. Why do you think they're pushing abortion? Why do you think that they're trying to tear down the family institution? And it's all happening in the Black community. They say they want to save us. No, they don't. They want to destroy us. Why is it, and I've said this before, BB, that we only make up 13% of the population? And we've been making up 13% of the population for quite some time. Why is that? Meanwhile, they're letting cross the border everyone under the sun. Why is that? They don't care anything about Black people. They want your vote, but other than that, nothing else. But we will stand up here and we will defend these individuals. Ayanna Pressley, we'll defend her. Ilhan Omar, who should not be on the Hill. We should reject her. We should kick her out. Jasmine Crockett, another loudmouth from Texas. Every time she opens up her mouth, I'm embarrassed. But you have people on social media saying, oh, she's just telling it like it is. Telling what like it is? She has turned her back on the traditional values of the Black family. She's turned her back on it. So why would we want to uplift her? Cori Bush, the exact same way. Why are we uplifting these individuals when they have done nothing for the community but destroy the community? As I've said before, you look at every city that Black people are at the top of, we have destroyed it. We have come in and we have done things that no one else would have done. We want to sit there, oh, I want this position. Oh, I can do this. Look at Eric Adams, sold his soul to the devil, and now the Democrats are coming after him. They just busted a campaign manager of his. I'm hearing that the FBI is investigating him, and it's only a matter of time before they come after him, and then he'll have to resign. Sold his soul to the devil. He wanted the position so bad. I want to be the mayor of New York City, the Black man. I want to. But what have you done for the Black community? Look at the criminal activity. Crime is on the rise. What has Alvin Bragg done for the Black community besides release criminals, illegal aliens back into the community to keep killing us? What have they done? And then I ask, why are we at 13% of the population? This is a reason why, because we're killing ourselves. Look at Chicago. What have they done? What have Democrats done to curb the violence? We don't hear about it, but just as soon as a white kill a Black man, that's when your life matters. When a white person kills you, oh, your life matters. But in Chicago, every weekend, They are killing us like flies, and no one says anything about it. Look at St. Louis. As I mentioned, New Orleans, Detroit. But this is a party that's supposed to be protecting us, BB. This is a party that says, vote for me. We're going to give you the change. But what change are you giving us? We have all these Black leaders. What have they done for our communities besides decimate the community? Look at
You
Barack
are
Obama.
absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I'm sorry.
But look at Barack Obama. What has he done? Nothing, BB. Go ahead.
I, if I'm not mistaken, I believe every major US or historic city, with the exception of Philadelphia, has a black mayor. And you see what the result has been. This is not about racism, it's about incompetence. It's about allowing the Democratic policies to rule the day. And it's the Democratic Party, let's be clear, let's lay the foundation here, has been taken over by Marxists. So they're anti-family, anti-police. They want chaos. When Cori Bush and others talk about defund the police, you are directly negatively impacting the Black community. When you have Democrats who reject the nuclear family, oh, we don't need man in the home. And in fact, you'll get more money if there's no man in the home. You are destroying the Black community. We talk about no school choice, right? So you're saying my son or my daughter has to be trapped in a failing school. And I could go on and on and on. This is what the Democratic Party has done. Now you have Eric Adams saying, rethinking New York City being a sanctuary city. They are not giving statistics from what I understand, as a sanctuary city. No sanctuary city, from what I understand, they don't have to give statistics to ICE. So we don't know how many Americans have actually been killed, murdered by illegal immigrants. The latest case, I believe her name is Alaken Riley, down in Athens, Georgia. And the Athens mayor has made the small town of Georgia a sanctuary city. And so therefore, ICE really has no jurisdiction. This is what we get, ladies and gentlemen, Americans of all races and ethnic groups. This is what we get when we vote for Democrats. They do not care that Americans are being murdered, raped, and killed by illegals. Now, not all illegals, we understand that. But this is a reality we are facing. And the Democratic Party does not care, does not care. They will put illegals. Eric Adams tried to put illegals in a luxury apartment while veterans and the elderly have to go to housing court in Lower Manhattan so they don't get evicted. Americans whose family has sacrificed for decades. This is the Democratic Party and it must be stopped. Thank you.
We're up against a commercial break. We'll be back with more BB Diamond of Our Urban Story on Facebook.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing. Giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
And we're back with the second half of After Dark with Robin Andrew. And when we went to break, B.B. Diamond was saying that we should all be mad at what Democrats are doing to our country. They're making illegals the first class treatment that citizens should be getting. They want them to have the right to vote. I mentioned once before on our show, I'm not a fan of reparations, not at all. Because give me the opportunity and I can do it myself. But there are many Blacks, bougie Blacks, that have sold this idea of reparations, as well as white liberals, to Blacks. We're going to get it for you. But each time they bring it up, BB, the first thing they'll say is, we're going to put together a consortium, and we're going to study this for 5 years, and we're going to see what we can do. Then, of course, Republicans get all bent out of shape. Oh, what are we doing this month? Blah, 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 blah. We had it to happen in California and Oklahoma. And I think most recently in New York City. Now, here's the kicker that I don't understand. Because Democrats are always pushing this. And like I said, they want to study it. I don't think they would know what to do with it once they finish studying it. But they want to study it. But here's the kicker. When it comes to illegal aliens, no one is going to study it. No one's going to look at the budget. No one's going to say, do we have the money, BB? You know what they do? They just write the check, put them in housing, give them free money, give them phones and cards and everything else. Now, why is that? This is a Democrat Party that tells Black people, we've got your back. This is the Democrat Party to say, oh, keep voting for us. We're going to make it right. Don't vote for Republicans because they're racist. This is a Democrat Party that tells you there is systemic racism in America, but they're telling illegals, come to America. We'll give you all this free stuff. Where in the heck is the racism? How is it that you can give them money, but you're still trying to study or how to figure out how you're going to give Black people reparations? Because the thing is that they don't want to give it to you because they know it makes no sense, but they know that if they tell you empty promises, give you empty promises, make you think you're going to get it, let's vote for them. Joe Biden, I'm going to erase student debt. Oh, let's vote for him. He's going to do it. Never mind the fact that he doesn't have the authority to do it. The Supreme Court has already said you can't do it. But again, empty promises, they're dressing it all up. And what do? We continue to vote for them. We continue to vote for them. And they don't do anything for us. It is time for us to dump the Democratic Party. It is time for us to tell them the gig is up. No more. I'm getting off your slave plantation, your mental plantation. I don't want it anymore. For the past 60 years, you have given me empty promises, and it has led me nowhere. Why is it that in the inner city, we still have the inner city with poverty, bad schools, Blacks don't live in decent neighborhoods? Why is that? Why do we still have this? But you have these illegals coming here and you can treat them like kings and queens, 5-star hotels, high rises that were going to be built for luxury. You're going to put the illegals in it. What is this? And we still want to give them our vote. We don't want to dump them. It's almost as if though they have a gun to our head and telling us, you better pull down that lever for us, or we're going to let you have it. And we keep voting for them, BB.
You know what's interesting, Rob? It's, my mother, the late Barbara from Harlem, said it's almost like a woman or a man caught in an abusive relationship. Even though they know they're being used and abused, they psychologically just can't seem to break free. Black people at this point, I don't know if it's a great analogy, but Black people at this point should understand that the Democrats have used us to gain power. They've given us essentially nothing, but they've manipulated us psychologically. It's very emotional with the Democrats. They realize they don't really have to do anything. Like an abusive spouse, he doesn't have to really stop drinking or cheating. He just have to act, he has to act nice to you. And then, oh, we're back together again. And you go through the cycle and you're going in circles. The Black community has been going in circles for 60 to 70 years, particularly after the civil rights legislation in the mid-1960s, where LBJ said, we'll have those ends voting for us for the next 200 years. It was all a strategy. However, the good news is more Blacks are waking up. Why? And we don't have to get into the gross domestic product, the Dow Jones industrial average, and all of that. What we get into is when I went to, I don't know, ShopRite, when under Trump, small eggs were 99 cents, or they were at the Dollar Tree. Now the same small eggs cost 250 to buy. When under Donald Trump, when I took my hoopty to the gas station, it was $2 a gallon. Now I go to a gas station and it's three something. Black people can immediately plug into that. Not that we're dumb, stupid, or slow, but these are real tangibles that we feel. We feel it immediately. The same bag of potato chips that, let's say, was they were 99 cents, now they're $1.50, $1.75. We notice the difference. So Black people, I believe, should be approached that way. That's how my mother would approach them, with common sense, common things. And a lot of Black people are waking up. You will hear Black men particularly say, I had more money in my pocket under Donald Trump. But when it comes to the Black community, there seems to not be enough money to get our roads fixed, better housing, this or that, make sure the sanitation is done. But when it comes to illegals, it's like they roll out the red carpet. I mean, it's stunning. This, and I've said this before in this great program, this was the breaking point for a lot of Black people. The fact that they recently in the city of Boston pushed out Black children from a facility they were using to house illegals in Chicago. Those Black people are on fire in Chicago because they feel utterly betrayed by Brandon Johnson and the city administration in Chicago because they are prioritizing illegals over Black Americans whose family helped to build this country. Now, you talk about reparations. I am not for reparations, as you are not either. Because when we talk about reparations, you got to know who to. Also, what about the white soldiers who sacrificed their lives to free the slaves? However, I don't believe in reparations, but they want to roll out the red carpet for illegals who invested absolutely zero, nada, nothing into this country. And we helped build it. We helped build American culture, literally with our blood, sweat, and tears. Yet illegals are giving us that. They can beat up New York City police officers and get released the same day. This is outrageous. And this is the issue where Black Americans have said, many of them, male and female, this is it. We've had enough.
And we have got to keep that at the forefront. This is it. We've had enough. Again, you have the white liberal and the bougie black that will tell you, oh, no, you can't do it because Trump is a racist. That's all they have. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. Trump did this and Trump did that. Never mind what the Democrats are doing. Never mind if they keep us on this mental slave plantation. Never mind if they keep giving our hard-earned taxpayer dollars to illegals. They want to keep out that Trump is a racist. And that's all they will do 9 to 5. You see this on all the liberal stations. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist because they know, BB, that they have been so successful and masterfully controlling the dialogue about racism. They have so masterfully controlled it for so long. Meanwhile, if you look at the laundry list of the failures that they've had in the Black community, it's astonishing, but they don't want to talk about it. You mentioned this young lady who was recently killed in Georgia, Lakeland, I think that's her name, that Joe Biden will not even say her name. He's afraid to say the woman's name. Why? I don't know. Lake and Riley, he won't say it. The media wants to cover it up. You know why? Because the person who killed her was an illegal alien. Now think of all the illegal aliens that have killed black people. They'll say absolutely nothing about it. They'll keep it quiet. Why is this kept? They're releasing these criminals in our neighborhoods. And that is a reason why blacks are getting tired. That is a reason why they're pushing back and they're saying, no, not in my neighborhood. Again, when you look at the black neighborhood and you look at how they have decimated the black neighborhood by dumping in, pouring in these illegals, and blacks were told when Biden took office, oh, let them come here. They don't want you, they don't want them here because they're dark skinned. And remember how you came here. And so many black people jumped on that bandwagon, and I'm like, don't do it again, don't fall for it. But now they're waking up because they now see that they're getting what you should be getting. They're getting the taxpayer dollars. They're getting the money that should be going to fix up your neighborhoods. It's going to them free of charge. And as you said, Bibi, what have they done for us? Absolutely nothing, but cause more harm. Absolutely nothing. And that's the sad thing about it, because we see it over and over again. Your child is starving, they're feeding their kid. Your child doesn't have a way to school, but they're going to make sure that their kid goes to school. Your child doesn't have an after-school program, but they're going to make certain that their children have an after-school program. Don't get it twisted. We're not without empathy. But why can't we put our citizens first? It's our money. We're the ones who paid the taxes on it. You collected our taxes. Why aren't you putting us first? And then you have someone like Barack Obama, who stood quietly by watching all this. Won't call it out, won't say anything about it, allowing it to happen. And you know why? Why wouldn't he? He has his millions. Michelle has her millions. So it's like one of those quiet is just kept. And no one will call him out. They dare to call him out. So he'll just go by letting it happen. He's okay with illegals. Look at the other day. Joe Biden went to Brownsville, Texas, claiming, oh, I'm going to look and see what's happening at the border. He does not care. He doesn't care at all because he knows more will come here and we're going to dump them in the inner cities where the black people are. Black people will come out there, march, and they'll say that it's not fair. But at the end of the day, they will go to the polls and vote for me, vote for us. And like I said, you got the black churches who are pushing this, who are pushing this nonsense.
May I jump in
We
for a moment?
absolutely go for it, BB.
You're absolutely right. The black churches, and then we have black celebrities, we have black sports broadcasters, DJs, and others. We in the black community, and this is very unfortunate, we have been surrounded with voices parroting, if you will, the Democratic Party's platform. And if you don't agree with it, you're some Uncle Sam, you're some what's the other one? Tomboy. You're not Tomboy, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Tom, you're a coon. I mean, we if you look at the Democratic Party, it is really anti-Christian and it's anti-American. So you're telling me as a pastor, I need to choose this a Bible platform espoused by the Democratic Party over the Bible itself, over God's word. That's what they're asking us to do. And yet you have pastors, black pastors, who are pushing the ungodly Democratic platform. It's outrageous. You know, it's in the book of John where it said, where Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And that is why more and more black people are waking up to the truth. And I hope I get more a speaking engagements. One gentleman wants me to go to Red Hook, Brooklyn. I was in Brooklyn last Sunday. I want to speak to people. I want to wake and with you and everyone. Let's work together and wake black people up. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth is, we have been lied to for decades. What the Democrats are espousing goes against tradition, goes against American tradition, and more importantly, it goes against the word of God. Thank you.
Now, Bibi, I want you to share with the listeners also something that we have spoken about, but I don't think people are totally understanding or waking up to this. And you mentioned this when you were in Paramus during your speech there, your meeting there, as to how the left have just poisoned the mind of Black people into thinking that the Black woman is under attack. And we see this with Fannie Willis, Claudine Gay. Whenever a Black woman does something she shouldn't do, they try to defend. Look at Kamala Harris. If the truth were told, everyone would know that Kamala Harris got to where she is on her back. And I am not exaggerating. She got there on her back the old-fashioned way because she was not in politics until Willie Johnson,
Willie Brown.
the Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco, plucked
Correct.
her out of obscurity. That's how she got to where she is. But if you say anything about it, they'll say you're attacking the Black woman. And that's not it. And again, the Democrats are taking a page out of the book of the Black Church, and they keep pushing this. And you spoke about this so eloquently in Paramus, New Jersey. Share your thoughts with our listeners on that as to what they're doing, how they're doing it, and also bringing in the lesbian equation. Go for it, BB.
You know, thank you, Rob. What I have noticed, and it is part of a campaign that the left has really been pushing, I believe, since the 60s, saying that men, masculinity is toxic, right? They're talking about men in general, but I do believe there is a campaign against Black men. No, it's not cops, it's not the police are after Black men. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the godless in this country who are in large part in the Democratic Party, who want to keep Black men down because they're not as easily controlled as Black women. If you notice, they will elevate a Black woman, even if she is incompetent, she doesn't speak well, she's not properly credentialed, she's unprofessional, as we saw with Fannie Willis, very unprofessional. They would rather prop up Black women, Democratic Black women, usually lesbian or whatever, rather than promote a competent Black man. And I believe it's because they want to keep this, well, we don't believe in the patriarchal society. We want women to be in charge. They want to disrupt the order that God has set. One of the issues is, however, they are selecting and putting forth incompetent Black women. Kamala Harris is exhibit A. The woman can barely speak two sentences, and you can understand. Fannie Willis is exhibit B. I mean, she gets on the stand and she acts like she's Shamika from the projects. She does not sound like the district attorney for the largest county, Fulton, in the state of Georgia. They've done this deliberately to push back Black men because Black women are more controllable. Why do you think you have Black women, predominantly at Black churches, where the preacher has the latest Cadillac and the latest Hermes suit? Because Black men are full of the BS in the church, collecting the money, but you don't do anything for the community. Black men are aware that you have some preachers driving their Mercedes-Benz by the liquor store where young men are playing dice, and they will not stop at a liquor store and talk to those young men and try to bring them to church. Black working men understand this. They understand that the white liberals and the Black liberals really want to demasculize, if that makes sense, remove their masculinity. And Donald Trump is an alpha male. He is proud to be a male. And that's what Black men relate to. They don't want to have to be soft and weak and homosexual. And if you look at number of characters, we talked about this before, and I'll close with this. When you have a strong Black man, even on television, he's usually killed off or he dies. They usually like soft, effeminate Black men, or even in the rap world, someone like Lil Nas X, who will kiss another man on stage because they're trying to pull down the manhood and the leadership that God has given men in society. Thank you.
There you have it, folks. We're up against another commercial break, but we will pick this up on the other side of our commercial break. Thank you.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
The last half of the show, and I just want to pick up where BB left off talking about the family structure, black man and the woman. Have you noticed how the media will say nothing about Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor of Virginia? She has almost faded off the platform. She's a Republican, a strong conservative. They will not acknowledge her. They won't say that she exists the same way they would do with Condoleezza Rice. They will demonize these conservative women. And they will promote someone like Fannie Willis, Letitia James, two black women who should be fighting for the community. But they're all chasing, as I mentioned in one of our shows, one white man, Donald Trump. Why is that? Why aren't they protecting our communities? Why aren't they fighting to get the crime out of our community? Fannie Willis in Fulton County, one of the largest counties in Georgia. She's busy trying to go after a white man. And now we found out that she was having an affair with a married man. And now she's trying to behave as if though she's a saint. Letitia James, the exact same thing. Had a campaign ongoing after Donald Trump. Not fighting for black families. Alvin Bragg. And I'm just giving you a list of other blacks who have done the exact same thing. Brandon Johnson in Chicago. Why have they turned their backs on the black community? Why aren't they fighting for the black community? Why aren't they trying to help us? They're too busy. Because they're in it for themselves. Lori Lightfoot was a disaster in Chicago. In it for herself. It is time that black people say, I need to make a new path. I need to go a different direction because these folks don't have my best interests at heart. They only want my vote. Once they get my vote, out of sight, out of mind. And then they will continue to tell us, oh, we're going to get there. It's the Republicans. They don't want you there. But you have all the power. Eric Adams has all the power in New York City. He can very easily stand up to the criminal activity. He can clean up the city. Why would he, a black man, want to go down in history as not having changed New York City? Now, you think about this. Years from now, it'll be very difficult for a black man to get in that position. Why? Because you have a liberal black man, Democrat, who has completely failed at his job. So they'll say, no, they can't do it. They said they could do it. They can't do it when he has the power to do it. Brandon Johnson, the exact same thing in Chicago, have failed. They have these high-powered jobs, can do something, but they have failed. What is the difference between them and, let's say, a Republican getting in that position? They can do the exact same thing, but they have failed. It's as if, though, Bibi, they don't want to do it. They want to keep us where we are, keep us tethered to them, telling us we're going to do this for you, we're going to do that, but they're not going to do a darn thing but just give us empty promises and continue to fail. And we're supposed to look up to them. We're supposed to say, oh, this is a great person. Look at what they did. No, we're not. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to call it the way it is. And as you said during the first block of the show, we should be able to criticize these rascals when they do something wrong and should not feel bad about it. If you're not doing something positive, we're going to criticize you. We're going to call you out, just like we would call anyone else out. It's not about racism. It's not about sexism. It's not about genderism. It's about speaking the truth. And if you're not fulfilling your job, your duties in that position, we're going to call you out. What do you say, Bibi Diamond?
No, you're absolutely right. And what makes it worse, in my opinion, for Eric Adams is that he used to be a police officer in New York City. So there should be a greater sensitivity on his part as to what these and the NYPD officers have to go through. You know, as you were saying, what you were saying is so correct, but they have sold out to the Democratic Party. I cannot believe these people don't have enough common sense.
Okay, it's time for you to move on.
I don't believe these people don't have enough common sense to know that they have to stop this, but they have sold out to the Democratic Party. And that is a key part of the problem. Thank you.
They have sold out completely. And they don't care. I don't think they care, Bibi. I think that what they're doing, they're aware of it, but no one is going to call them out. And that's the reason why they keep doing it. And that is the reason why I said here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, we are going to call them out. We're going to expose them and let everyone know this is what they're doing, which is absolutely nothing. They don't care about Black people. They don't care about our lives. And as I said during the first block, the only time our life matters is when a white person takes it. And then, oh, Black lives matter, Black lives matter. But you look at our communities that has not been cleaned up, and they do nothing about it. Time after time after time, we sit here, we give them our vote, and they don't do anything. It is time for us to make a new path. It is time for us to dump the Democrat Party. Because the only thing they're going to do is keep us suppressed, keep us tethered to them, wanting from them, instead of letting us out and do for ourselves and say, I can do it. They don't want to create opportunities for you. Why should they? If they do that, you won't look back. They want to keep you on that mental plantation, want you to think that we're doing a lot for you, but they're not. You look around you, you look at every Democrat. I've already mentioned all the Democrats that are leading these major cities that have done nothing, but then you look at the representatives who have done nothing. All loud talking. Look at Maxine Waters. Name one thing in particular that Maxine Waters has done to help the Black community. One thing. She's living in a mansion in California. She's not even living in her district. But yet and still, Black people will vote for her. She's been on the Hill how long? 30 plus years? And she's still telling them, oh, we're going to bring it home. We're going to bring the bacon home. But she hasn't done it. Look at many of these Black representatives. What have they done that is significant for their community, Bibi? And that's what's so sad. That's what's so embarrassing, because they have done nothing. I mean, at least when you have a white person in those communities, they'll bring home a little crumbs. But these Black leaders haven't brought home anything significant. They have no policies that they can point to. The only thing they will say is, we're trying, but it's all this racism. But if it's all that racism, why do you have people coming in through the border? Why don't you want to shut the border? You see, it just doesn't make sense. The two don't connect. She has been a representative for almost 30 plus years. And what has she done but sit there and spout racism, racism? Ayanna Pressley, she's been there for how long? A decade? What has she done? Nothing. Nothing significant but tell Black people that they don't like you because of racism. Well, if that's the case, how did she get on the Hill? Why didn't they stop her? We have the first Black president. Why didn't they stop him? You see, it doesn't make any sense. And it just goes back to, as I said, they say there's racism, systemic racism, but you still let illegals come in into our communities. And when they come here, you give them a fat check. What about us? I mean, as we said during the second block about reparations, I don't believe in it. You don't believe in it. But yet and still, they're giving money to illegals. They're finding money to give to illegals. They're finding money to give to Ukraine. They're finding money to protect their borders, but not our borders. Baby, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, am I just talking off the top of my head?
No, you're nailing it. You're absolutely right. The Democratic Party has to be stopped. We're trillions in debt. They don't seem to care. And you're right. They're more concerned about the Ukraine border than they are about our own border, in which fentanyl, other drugs, human trafficking, they're all taking place. And they have to be stopped. And you made a really good point. You said, you know, these same people talked about systemic racism in this country, which is not true, but they want illegals, brown and black people, to come in here just willy-nilly. If we have such a systemic racist country, why are you encouraging, because they are with the open borders, brown and black people to come into the United States? They are such hypocrites. They are liars. If you are a decent American, regardless of your religious background, you really have a duty not to vote for Democrats, because they will ruin our nation. I mean, that's how I feel. That's what it's come down to. It's either America or the Democratic Party. And I choose America. Thank you.
I choose America every time. Every time. Although the Democrats don't like America, I choose America. Although they want to destroy who we are, they want to destroy our culture, they want to destroy the foundation, they want to walk all over the Constitution, they want illegals to be able to vote, they want to give illegals what's ours, I choose America. And that is the reason why I support Donald Trump, to make America great again. Because they're destroying America. They don't care about it. Because if they did, they would try to stop the folks at the border, but they don't want to. What is it going to take for Black people to wake up and realize this? Now, we've said that Black people are waking up, but they should wake up in larger numbers. I mean, you would think Black people would flock to the Republican Party, but they won't. You know why? Because Democrats have told them, oh, they're racist. And if you say, but point to one thing, they can't do it. Remember when Trump was coming down those golden escalators and he said that the people that were coming here, they're not the best, they're rapists, they're felons, they're extra, et cetera, et cetera. And people, oh, that's racism. But look at what we see right now. Look at the people who have come here. And a bit, again, BB, for the life of me, if I could just figure this out. If America is so racist, the way they tell Black people that we are, why haven't they shut the border? Why haven't they stopped the illegals from coming here to encounter racism? Why haven't they stopped them? Because they too will be scarred if we're such a racist country. Why haven't they?
Excellent question. Excellent.
I just don't get it. And I would go, I would also say, if they feel that men are so toxic, why are they allowing all of these men to come here who are committing crime? Why are they allowing all these military age men to come here? If we're so toxic, if men are so, they're too much, you know, testosterone, why are they allowing him to come here? You see, no one is stopping to ask that basic, those basic questions. I had to ask about the reparations. They told Black people, oh, we got to study it. But when the illegals come, we're going to give you all the money. They say that men are too toxic. Oh, but let all these military age men come. Why haven't they stopped it? And if we're so racist, oh, but keep coming. And Black people keep falling for it. We keep falling for it time after time after time, as opposed to saying, this makes no sense. You're lying to us. You want our vote, but you're doing nothing for us. Why is that? Why hasn't anyone woken up and said, wait, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We have been voting for you for the past 60 years. You've been telling us about King, but you're not even honoring his memory. You're not even looking at what he said about the content of character. You're not even looking at what he said about the poor people. You're focusing on another group of people, and you keep us impoverished. Why in 2024 do we still have ghettos? Why in 2024 do we still have Black people killing each other in Chicago? If our lives mattered, why is that? Who's going to turn it around? Who's going to wake up? We know that these black bougie politicians aren't going to do it. Because if they do, they won't have a job because they get rich off of this. Look at Lori Lightfoot. She's teaching at Harvard now. She's getting rich after failing the people in Chicago. Look at all these other black mayors who will leave office as failures, but stand to make a whole lot of money. Meanwhile, they keep telling black people, you just wait. Your time is going to come. Bibi, it is time that we turn our back on them. It is time that we dump the Democratic Party. We have to dump it. We have to be strong in our resolute and say, it is it. The buck stops here. People like Oprah Winfrey, shut her out. Tyler Perry, shut him out.
No, you said, absolutely.
You said during the second block about these celebrities, it is time to shut them out because they don't mean us any good. They want us to stay on that Democrat slave plantation, mental plantation. It is time we shut them out. Bibi, what do you say?
No, you're absolutely right. And this is slavery is actually worse because it's psychological. I mean, it's one thing to be physically in chains, but it's another to be psychologically in chains, where you could be lied to year after year, decade after decade, election cycle after election cycle, and you don't have the strength to say, let me change. Let me look at something else. Let me compare their platform with the word of God. I mean, if you are so weak, you're in church every Sunday. Ain't God good? Somebody will say all the time. And we'll say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But then we leave the church, we're blaming the white man. So we're saying one thing when we're in church and saying something else and following a platform by the Democratic Party that is antithetical to the Bible and antithetical, the exact opposite of how this country was founded. We as Black people need to stand up and be responsible and know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. We will never advance as a community, as a whole, if we do not acknowledge. You cannot fix what you do not acknowledge. We have to take responsibility and be the men and women that God created us to be and fix our communities and restore our families. And part of that is rejecting the Democratic Party.
And see, they don't want us to reject the Democratic Party. They want us to stay on that plantation. They don't, again, as I opened up saying, they don't care about us. And we need to understand it. We need to realize that as long as we keep voting for them, they will keep giving us empty promises. They will keep telling us, we're the party for you. We will do this for you. But they're not going to do it. And you know how they trick us? By telling us about racism. We need to start rejecting this whole idea about racism. Racism exists across the globe. It exists everywhere. But to the extent that the Democrats have sold to the Black community, it is a lie. Because if it were true, they would be stopping the illegals coming at the border, but they won't do it because they know that what they're telling you is a lie, and they know that you will continue to buy it. It is time to reject this lie. It is time to dump the Democrats and tell them no more. We're moving forward. You've been listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew on the America Out Loud platform, and my special host tonight, Bibi Diamond of Our Urban Story. We hope you enjoyed the show, and I would encourage you to share this with your friends and your family, because it is time for us to make a change. And we cannot make a change if we keep doing the exact same thing over and over again, which is to vote for the Democrats. God bless. God be with you. And as my dear friend Andrew would always say, stand for something or fall for nothing.